Chapter 3. Ask for help. Creating a care share team from within your safety net requires you, at some point, to ask for help. We call this a help appeal. We first learned of help appeal in Zurich, Switzerland, at a lecture given by the author, Dr. John Gibson, and attended by Dr. Albert Vetstein, Switzerland's Director of Public Health. Afterward, Dr. Vetstein explained to John that the Swiss, particularly men, are very private and self-reliant, and dreadfully bad about communicating a medical or life problem. Dr. Vetstein said, "I invented help appeal for us Swiss so we could deal much better with illness." According to Dr. Vetstein, developing help appeal was quite simple. He created sample letters and telephone call scripts that instructed people how to explain an illness to friends and relatives. Those letters and call scripts became the help that these men, and sometimes women, used to tell their friends and relatives about an illness, disability, disease, or extensive and frightening medical test. With a simple script in hand, the men found it much easier to ask for help. We found that a similar approach can be equally well applied when facing other life changes and challenges. Dr. Vetstein added, "You Americans have sex appeal. I watch your TV and see how sex appeal is used to sell everything. Now we Swiss have help appeal." Jim's help appeal phone call. "Hello?" Jim said over the phone to his old friend Fred. "I have something important to tell you. Do you have a couple of minutes? I've just come back from a follow-up visit to my doctor, where I was told, based on the biopsy, that I have prostate cancer. I don't yet know what this will mean for me. I may be cured, maybe not. May require a lot and be a long ordeal, maybe not. I will find out more in the coming weeks. In the meantime, I wanted you to know. I don't know how you can help me during this time, but just knowing that you are there is helpful to me. I'll keep you posted as I learn more about my cancer and what I have to do. Oh, you should also know that I'm not restricted in any of my activities, so we can still go on our Saturday morning walk around the lake and have breakfast afterward."
Jim's example may help you think about drafting your own script. If you have invited others to join you in creating a safety net, or forming a care share team for yourself or someone else, we'd love for you to tell us about it. Go to our website, www.personalsafetynets.com, to contact us. By sharing your experience, you will help us create what we hope will be a second book of examples that will serve as encouragement and support for others. You'll be part of creating a written safety net for future readers. In our years of working with care share teams, we've discovered many simple, effective ways to ask for help. There's no one way that's right for everyone. In the following stories, Sarah, Lisa, Mary, and Sid preferred face-to-face requests and letters to communicate, while Ted and Sue used email and phone calls. Sarah's dilemma. Home or nursing home? Sarah, an independent and widowed 71-year-old woman, knew it would be hard to ask for aid after her hip replacement surgery. She also knew that if she didn't have help, she would be forced to spend extra days in a rehabilitation center or nursing home. And she would have to pay for a 24-hour caregiver until she could get around her house, and then for more days, maybe weeks, until she could drive, grocery shop, and go back to her normal life. Sarah made some notes to herself on how she would express her help appeal to her good friends. With notes completed and words rehearsed, she mustered up her courage and invited her 5 best friends for a potluck dinner at her house. So that she wouldn't back out at the last minute, she told them she had something important to say. When the evening came, Sarah sat down with her friends and began with a simple explanation. "You are all my best friends, and I know you have busy lives. I need to have hip replacement surgery, and I'm not sure what all my recovery will entail, but I know I will need help. One of Sarah's younger friends immediately jumped in.
Oh, my aunt went through that, and the whole family helped her. We'll be your family. I'll make a list of things you may need. I'll ask my aunt, and we can make a schedule.
Another friend offered. And I can come and sleep here. I'm retired. Lawrence, my husband, won't mind, and we can eat popcorn, watch sappy videos, and before you know it, you'll be up and around.
Sarah's friends show that they cared about her in a way that she had not anticipated, and that deeply touched her. These friends and a few others instantly formed the care share team for Sarah that allowed her to go home. This incredibly kind act not only relieved Sarah, but also enriched the lives of all of her friends, who, in turn, became closer to one another. Ted's email to Warren's high-tech work group. I think all of you know by now that Warren has cancer. There's no cure for it, and the doctors don't give him much of a chance for living through the year. Doesn't get any tougher. Warren, his wife, Carolyn, and their 8-year-old will need our help. I watched a cousin go through this a couple of years ago, and it's brutal. Warren and I are close. I've talked with Carolyn, and they're open to help. I'll be lead on this one. Same rules, don't take on anything you don't think you can do. Communicate. Communicate, communicate. More emails shortly, Ted. His work group's responsiveness pleased Ted. Not everyone could actively participate in the team, but Ted knew that Warren would feel really good about receiving so many expressions of concern. 10-year-old Lisa took a straightforward tact in asking for exactly what she needed.
Lisa's letter to her fourth grade classmates. Hi, everybody. Thank you for your get well cards. My doctor says I'm getting better fast, even though the car wreck was just 3 days ago. I miss all of you and Miss Brown, too. The doctor doesn't know when I'll be able to go home and back to school. I don't want to get way behind in my classes and maybe fail. Will you help me? Here is what I know I need now. Miss Brown's notes and assignments for all of my classes. Please pick up my library books so I can start my book report. Pick up a video and watch it with me. And visit me on Sunday because my family has to go to Grandma's for her birthday. Thank you, Lisa.
Some situations are far more complicated than Lisa's. When you're faced with a long-term illness or difficult diagnosis, sometimes the only thing you're certain of is that you need help. You may need to gather your team together to figure out how to proceed. That worked well for Tom and Sue in the next story.
To continue with this chapter of Personal Safety Nets, please insert the next CD.